This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Some breaking news, Cole. I want you to shake loose some of that Jerry Jones money that I know you have in your bank account.
Yeah.
The Westin Poinsett Hotel in downtown Greenville is up for sale.
Say that again.
The Westin Poinsett Hotel in downtown Greenville is up for sale. I know you got that cash, you know?
Yeah.
You got so much money.
Wow.
This is just kind of, it's just interesting local news here. It's posted up on foxcarolina.com if you want to read the whole story.
Are you interested?
If you don't show up tomorrow? I got to see what the cost is.
Okay.
Let me see if there's a dollar sign. Unfortunately, no. There's no value that has been assigned to the property yet.
Okay.
But it is an historic building in downtown Greenville. And, you know, I've been into the lobby. I've never been into a room at the Westin Poinsett.
Yeah.
I can't afford a room at the Westin Poinsett. But they did film part of the movie Leatherheads there. Did you ever watch the movie Leatherheads?
Oh, yeah. Filmed part of it in Bowling Springs as well.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
How about what a little Dabo said? Oh, by the way, Diesel, Dabo was in his pink today for October.
Oh, good for
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? So just so you know, Tolo's listening. You can't see Dabo, but you can hear him. But envision Dabo.
In pink,
in front of the purple, orange.
Hot pink, right?
That's right. Yeah.
In your face pink.
No, it's pink.
It's
pretty pink. What'd Dabo say? Are we going to put an over-under on the opening statement here before we listen and react?
Dewey said, if Cole was a weatherman, he could afford the hotel.
God, Dewey. You're terrible. Terrible, Dewey.
What are we over? Sorry, I got distracted. What are we over-undering?
Before I play the opening statement.
Okay.
Are we going to put an over or under on the length of Dabo's opening statement?
7 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I'd say
over under seven.
I'd say just under. By the way, Rob Jones takes it in. He said, after a recent trip there and even after the UNC game, I still maintain Dabo's restaurant is better than his football team.
Ooh.
God, Rob, taking shots. His restaurant must have been pretty good.
They sell wings at Dabo's restaurant. Would that be one of those things that he say, no chicken?
No, I think it's like a game day. It's walk-ons, is that right? I would most certainly say they do. So, nonetheless, what did Dabo Sweeney say today? Well, we'll find out. Here's Dabo.
What are the feelings associated with going back there?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think, when was that, 08?
And by the way, we're getting right into the questions.
I went
today.
Up there, I don't know, maybe once as an assistant. Maybe. Was that the first time we went up there? And that was the first time I'd been to Boston. I didn't know, you know, Boston was like some mythical place off in another, you know, hemisphere. I didn't know. I'd just never been up there. So it was kind of cool the first time I went up there as an assistant. And That was a neat trip and experience. But obviously, going up there in 08, it was different circumstances. I mean, we were
and they were a really good team. And I mean, they're a really good team. And we're 3-4, I think, at the time. And, you know, you just, but we needed a win. And that was an amazing, you know, we had a tough loss against Georgia Tech in that first game.
So you're telling me both times that Dabo's taken a team to Boston College, they've been sub-500?
Yeah, it does sound like it. It does sound like it. It does sound like it. Sorry for that. Dabo was taking his time there answering that question on his recent trip to Boston College.
Dabo waxing poetic about the first time he went to Boston. Great, Dabo.
Yeah, that was kind of boring. Let's go to new audio here from earlier today.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's go to the opening statement.
Back on the road again this week, so heading up to Boston.
Did he just pull a Willie Nelson?
I can't wait to get back on the road again.
So you set the opening statement over under at 7. Here's the opening statement from Dabo. By God, I hope it's not over. Here we go.
Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. Back on the road again this week, so heading up to Boston. Always a
Wait a minute. Did he just go on the road again and shipping up to Boston in the same sentence there? Two? Are we really going musical Dabo here? Sorry about that.
Place to play and always a tough team.
I bet his buddy bet that he couldn't put in two musical references.
You know, and no different in this scenario. Watching the team, the record is 1-4, and this is far from a 1-4 football team.
Oh my God!
They are.
There you go. Pump that smoke, Dabo.
But it's. I mean, they're 4 plays away from being 4-1.
So are you, Dabo.
So
he loves to go with a – he loves the plays away, doesn't he? They're 4 plays away from being
– that's it, man. Just 4 plays. That's
I'm
all.
So tired of hearing that stuff. But anyways.
Very well coached. And I know they are battling through some disappointment because they've had some heartbreakers. Michigan State game in overtime. Stanford game, they got a big lead and got away from them on a couple plays.
They blew it.
How many plays away were they from winning the 48-7 loss at Pitt?
19
last week.
Comes
19.
Down to the last play, lose that one. So they've had some real heartbreakers, you know, as so have we. And but they have competed their butts off. And then this past week, kind of got away. They had a bunch of guys out. I mean, I don't know if y'all saw their injury report, but they had – a ton of guys out, especially on defense. They had at least 10 guys out on defense and just got in a hole early and against Pitt. I mean, it's a good team. I mean, literally a few
good
plays
team.
From 4-1.
Good team, Devin.
And very impressed when you watch the tape. It's probably the best OL we've played as far as how they play together as a group. This is a really good offensive
line.
They
lost by 10 on the road at Stanford.
Strong,
right?
Yeah. Well-coached.
Or 4 plays away in that game by itself.
Really good player. He's downhill. He's actually from Rock Hill. You know, he'd be excited to play the Tigers. They use him a lot in the passing game. I think they've got really good receivers. You know, 4, I think, is an NFL guy. This guy's 6'5", 217 pounds. He's a big body kid. 11 is going to be the all-time lead receiver in Boston. He's a really good player. 17 is a guy that they get the ball a ton. They got a couple other speed guys. I think one's been out for him. He's a good player. I don't know if he'll be back or not. You know, multiple formations. They do a good job as far as creating, you know, formational challenge as far as how you line up and defending extra gaps, a ton of play action. A lot of max protection to get the shots downfield, and that's probably the biggest thing. You know, looking at them, I mean, they're 11th in the nation in passing. You know, so they're throwing the ball all over the park, but it comes through the run game. You know, there's a ton of play. It's not like they're just dropping back and letting it rip. There's a ton of play action, you know, really good scheme. The quarterback, I think, is a very good player. He's a kid we recruited. He's from down in Snellville, Georgia. He signed with Alabama, but he's a very good player. Again, 11th in the country in passing. They schematically really stress you, you know, with how they go about, you know, creating their shots through the run, the play action, a bunch of screens, and
you know, manipulation plays with throwbacks and things like that built into it. Backs free releasing a lot. I think he's maybe third or so in receiving on the team, so you got to account for him. So I was very impressed, you know, watching the tape. You don't know anything about a record. You just watch the tape, and you're like, man, these guys, they play tough. They're well-coached. Quarterback, I think he's an elite thrower. He's very accurate. They got skill outside, and they got a tough runner in the backfield. So I think it's a big challenge for us. And then on the other side, same thing. Big, strong, you know, physical guys up front. You know, typical big physical linebackers that you always think about at BC.
Big physical.
And just a bunch of tight coverage. You know, you got to make plays against these guys. I think they're well coached. They do a good job with their press technique. They do a good job getting hands on guys. You can tell they know and believe in their scheme. Got a couple big hitters. You better know where Zero is. He's a guy that shows up on tape every single week. Plays really hard for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So physical group, tough group, a lot of pressure, a ton of pressure with this team, a lot of movement. And so, you know, it's a tough matchup for us and excited about the challenge. But, you know, again, a night game, Chestnut Hill, it'd be a great environment and a great college football game. Look forward to it.
All right, we went under 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
And I counted at least three well-coached in there.
There were. And you know, my whole thing with what Dabo says, and I know coaches are going to coach speak, right? They give coaches speak. However, like, my whole thing with the really good team, they're not a 1-4 team, whatever.
They're big, they're physical.
If you last week watched Clemson boat raced North Carolina in the first quarter, really in the first half, they were just we all saw North Carolina was not a good team. If Clemson goes up there and does the same thing, my point being, all this coaches speak, it's like, no, they're not a well-coached team. No, they're not disciplined. They had 75 yards of penalties in the first half. No, they're not big and physical. I know it's coaches speak, but this is not a good Boston College team. I'm sorry. They're just not.
What I want to hear from Dabo Swinney is not blowing smoke up their skirts, telling them that they're big, telling them that they're physical, telling them that they're well coached, telling them that they play hard, telling them that they don't quit, telling them that they fight. Tell us, Dabo, that we've only played one good football game all season. We've only played half of a good football game all season. We're not good enough right now to take anybody lightly. So we have to treat Boston College like they're a good football team. We have to treat them like they have tight coverage. We have to treat them like everything has to be precise and perfect to beat this football team. That is what we have to do. Come on, Dabo, you say all the time that it's all about us. We're not playing LSU, we're playing against Clemson. Well, talk to us like you're playing against Clemson. Admit the fact that you played half of a good football game, and when you put in your backup quarterback with your ones, the rest of the ones on the offensive side, you basically got shut down from that point forward.
Here is Dabo continued.
Good team. Any questions?
Is Elijah Thurman, is he getting closer? Getting
yeah, he's just kind of day-to-day right now. He'll be out this week, but he's, you know, not long-term.
Quick answer there, by the way. And I mean a real quick answer. John Blau asking about an injury. Next question.
It's just one game, but what did you see from guys in the locker room after just finally getting the win on the board, playing well, like you said, and is that kind of carried over? You felt like people are looser, lighter, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great locker room. I mean, we have had some heartbreaks, and just had, honestly, we hadn't played well. I mean, that's just another way to say it. And so I think, again, we won the Troy game, but we didn't play well. And so it was good. It was good for them to win the game for sure, but to play well and to really see and feel what that looks like when they really put it all together as a group, complimentary wise. So no question. I mean, they played with great execution on both sides of the ball, and you know, it was fun to watch the tape. You know, and you just see it. You know, and it's fundamentals, it's precision in what you're doing, it's making the critical play, it's making the routine play, you know. That part was really good, and you know, so now we got to create consistency in performance, you know. So that comes through practice and it's confidence. Hopefully they're coming out of it with some confidence. They can be reminded of, no, this is who you are. You know, I mean, again, when you have a tough start like we have at a place like Clemson, I mean, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of criticism and things like that. And these are young people, and you know, can affect your confidence. So for them to be able to have a game like that and hopefully be reminded, like, this is who you are, and you know, now you guys got to build on it. Again, just the same things that won that game are the same things that can win the next game. You know, and it's just doing the little things well. You know, I think we've had really good preparation all year, honestly. But you know, taking it to game day, so another opportunity this week, and just thought the mindset and kind of, you know, with a reset with those guys was good. So, but it doesn't get any easier. I mean, everybody we play, we know we're going to get everybody's best, and this is a good football team.
Did get a lot easier. You went from playing LSU and Georgia Tech to North Carolina. Tremendously easier.
Now, there was a nugget in what he said there that is true. This is an opportunity for us to remember who we are. And he's taking the purely positive side. We're Clemson, we're loaded with elite players. We know we've got good talent. We know that we have, you know, weapons all over the place and good coordinators offensively and defensively. This is our opportunity to remember who we are. I want to hear Dabo Swinney say, we also have an opportunity to be reminded of who we were the first 5 weeks of the season. So I'm challenging my players to decide this week, who are we? Can we build some consistency in that direction and remind the college football crowd who has shut us down and who has written us off that we are the Clemson you thought we were before the season started?
Yeah, you got to figure out how to get back in the top 25. I know that's not like a good end goal, and I know Clemson fans shouldn't be content with that, but like, you have to figure out, okay, we had a 1-3 start. We've got to do what we can do to get back in the top 25. Just the bottom line is, Diesel, you can't end the season not in the top 25. And Clemson has an opportunity to be in the top 25. They really do. More of Dabo. A few more minutes here.
Sure, they're well coached and tough physical group that you got to go beat. You know, they're not gonna give you anything.
You mentioned just reminding players who they are. Just curious, what's that look like? Is that showing them film or like words of encouragement? How do you remind, get them going to like remember how talented they could live up, play to the level of their talent?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean, it's certainly, you know, your meetings and your encouragement and watching a ton of film. And then it's just going and doing it and getting the results, you know. I think that's a big part of it, coming off a game like that. Because, again, sometimes you got some guys that are really playing well, but they're not getting the results, you know. So you kind of want those guys to continue doing what they're doing. And then other guys that haven't played as well, like, how do we get them going? And how do we encourage them? How do we, whether it's watching more, some tape differently or whatever it is. But the guys responded well. And again, just, the energy, the complimentary aspect of it, and something they can gain some confidence from. But it's just one game, and got to try to build one week at a time, one day at a time. Big day today.
I do wish these reporters in this room would ask a little more pointed questions instead of just sort of open-ended, give Dabo an out to wax poetic about whatever he wants to wax poetic about. Ask those specific questions, would you, please?
Which, like what?
What has changed about Cade's preparation specifically? Because he went from ... bad performances the first 5 weeks. What changed about his preparation going into this week? How is he going to make sure that he continues that going into next week? Just specific questions instead of wide open ones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.